Where in the Bible will I find the house of God? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. In Judaism, the temple was recognized as the house of God. But Judaism was fleshly, temporal, and typical of the spiritual kingdom of Christ, the Lord, that has succeeded it. The temple itself, with its corner and foundation stones, and the comely stones of its walls, was typical of the temple not made with hands, founded upon the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, of which every Christian is a living stone, all builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit, as Paul wrote in Ephesians 2, verse 22. This was the type, and the type is always less sacred than the thing typified. A church house is not the thing typified by the temple of God under Judaism. It typified the church of our Lord, composed of living stones, built into the spiritual temple of God, 1 Peter 2, 5. Acts 7, verse 48 reminds us, "Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands." And in 1 Corinthians 3, 16, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Then in 1 Corinthians 3, 17, "If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." Now God said, "Ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. To compare the temple under earthly Israel to church houses is to misapply and pervert the truth of God. It is to exalt and idolize the work of man's hands, the brick and mortar, wood and stone, into the place of the living church of our Lord. The church house is no part of the Christian religion. It is not required in the Scriptures. Now, it is not a sin to build one. It's not a sin to do without one. It is no service to God to build one. He has not required it. It is no more the house of God than the house in which any Christian lives. The Christian builds a private house to live in because it is comfortable and convenient. The church, God's people build a church house for the same reason. God dwells in neither. He dwells in the temple of believing and obedient hearts. These are the house of God.